Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from. And to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome back. National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, jump straight into it. Indigenous entrepreneurs disrupt $300 million industry. Chocolate on Purpose wins National Champion Award. Australia's first 100% Indigenous-owned chocolate company has been named champion in the social enterprise business category in the 2025 Australian Women Small Business Champion Awards. Chocolates on Purpose, founded by deadly sister Fiona Harrison, was recognised for transforming the artisan chocolate industry through the ethical supply chains, a cultural leadership and domestic change. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn to Fiona Harrison, who's on the line, and a very good morning. Fiona, good morning, sister. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from, please. Go ahead.
I'm Wiradjuri, yes, from the Galari, the Lachlan River. My mob are the Browns and the Potts.
All right, beautiful. Big shout out to you, mob, and all mob on country, and how sweet it is, Chocolate on Purpose, founder and CEO. So yes, tell us about Chocolate on Purpose, how did it all start, and congratulations with your national win.
Thank you so much. Chocolate on Purpose really was an evolution through traumas that I've experienced in my life and, you know, my quest to find healing from, you know, the effects of those.
Yes.
And I think that it really started to form when I was involved in an armed hold-up hostage situation. And I developed complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And so all of the stuff that, you know, I'd been through earlier in my life, coupled with that, all the pieces of my life just fell in pieces. And I had to rebuild, you know, all of that after that. So I found in my journey, I found that I really responded well to phytochemicals, so plant essences, and I used one of them to deal with panic attacks that I had as part of the PTSD, and I never had another panic attack. So I became really curious about the power of these plants and went on to study them, and, you know, life just carried me on. And I sort of morphed myself as my kids were growing up so I could spend as much time as I could with them. So I did chocolate studies, and it was during one of those classes that it occurred to me that I could combine both and use chocolate as a universal language to share, you know, the wisdom of our ancient plant knowledge systems, and also help me reconnect with culture because I was removed from it as a young child. And it ended up being Chocolate on Purpose.
So adversity in your life create the entrepreneur vehicle that you're driving today and winning national awards.
Thank you. I think that happens to us, and I think that's what makes our black businesses really special, because we harness life experiences and we find a way to express them for healing.
Fantastic. Darling, so who's on board with you, or you're running the show yourself?
Yeah, I am. I've got a very good friend, Jo, who she's a lifelong friend who I met during the studies of the plant essences, and you know, she steps in a lot and helps. I couldn't do it without her, but she's not able to sort of work for me, and so I'm just really grateful for her help as a friend and support. She's my greatest ally. She's a great ally to all of us.
Fantastic. And where are you based, sister?
On Gundungurra, in between Sydney and Canberra.
Okay, fantastic. And you got a website, web page there?
Yes, so chocolateonpurpose.com.au, primarily an online business with a lot of corporate interest. So I'm doing a lot of corporate orders.
Beautiful. Take anybody's money, eh, sister?
You know, if they like chocolate, they're my people.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Look, fantastic. So people can order online and chocolate gets it delivered. Is that how it works?
That's right, yeah. Using ice sheets and ambient wrap, it always get 5-star reviews, so it arrives at your doorstep. Mm. Yummalicious and ready to eat and enjoy.
Oh, too deadly. Fantastic. All right, so look, congratulations. So tell us about the winning the National Champion Award. How did it come back? Were you nominated? Did you nominate yourself? And how were you notified that you're a finalist? Was it an email or someone ordered chocolate and gave you the sweet news? How did it come about?
Yeah, so I know the ancestors were driving this one. I was nominated for a different award within that whole champion award.
Okay.
And when I did that application, I misread it, and I thought that the number of words was actually the number of characters. So I went to submit it, and it was too big, and it was 5 minutes before closing. So I couldn't do it. And so I had this application all ready to go. So when this women's section came up, I thought, I'm going to use that application and fixed it so that it was a minimum number of characters. And so never thought that I was going to get anywhere.
So you tripped into the category, you could say.
Pardon?
You tripped into the category, you could say.
I did. It was my stubborn self not wanting to waste that effort of having answered those questions.
Good.
And so I didn't think that I'd win it. There was another really powerful black business from the Central Coast.
Yeah.
There were other strong businesses as social enterprises because, you know, we're all trying to do the best we can to deliver impact.
Sure.
And so I was sitting next to a lovely young girl, and the category was announced, and she said to me, "This is yours." And I was halfway through saying to her, "I don't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning this." And they announced the name of my business, and I've got this picture where you can see total disbelief.
Yeah,
so
good
on
you.
So humbled and so honoured.
Look, good on you. Congratulations, my sister. And look, everybody's into chocolate, and look, if it's helping the system and helping spirit, then why not? And look, there it is. Indigenous entrepreneur disrupts $300 million industry. So talking about putting a clink in the armour, there it is. Congratulations. Keep smiling, Fiona's sister, and keep doing Chocolate on Purpose, you deadly mob. Do check it out. And we're coming up to Christmas, so chocolate's a good gift. So there it is. Fiona, you keep smiling. We'll be in touch, sister.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Fiona Harrison is the name, the owner-led business, and the company is called Chocolate on Purpose. Do check it out online, you mob. And look, it won the National Champion Award. Australia's first 100% Indigenous-owned chocolate company has been named champion in the social enterprise business category at the 2025 Australian Women's Small Business Champion Awards. So look, fantastic. And key facts, Chocolate on Purpose, Australia's first owner, as I mentioned. The company has helped lift 122,000 cocoa farmers above poverty and eliminated 25,000 cases of child labour and supported 37,146 Indigenous women farmers globally. Look, too deadly. It is a fantastic vehicle. So there it is. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Darlings, don't be by the fireplace. 100 days to celebrate with family and the family man. When the photo got a name down, 'cause all that would be your place of life. And it all tells the story. And it all tells the story.
Daily Track, they're Better Man, and that I am. That's Whitewater Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bummerbrook Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. All right, UPLA support program. The UPLA support program has been set up by the government to support mob who were affected by ACBF, UPLA going broke. The UPLA support program is open until 30 June 2026. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Mob Strong Financial Counselling and Strategy Lead, and that's Bettina Cooper. We have Bettina on the line. Bettina, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you based?
I'm at Surry Hills, New South Wales today, but sometimes
from
other places.
All right, beautiful. Thank you for coming to the program. And before we start, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Yeah, my name's Bettina. I'm a Bow and Dick woman. And I actually am on Gadigal Land today. And I work with Mob Strong Dead Help, which is the National First Nations Dead Help line.
All right, beautiful. So it's Mob Strong Dead Help. Thanks very much. Look, supporting our mob who were part of the ACBF UPLA who went broke, and the UPLA support program is there to support our mob until 30 June 2026. So can you paint the picture how Mob Strong Financial Counseling Strategy Lead that you are, how can you support and help our people? What can we do there?
Look, what we want to do, first of all, is encourage anybody who is still paying into that funeral fund after 1st of August 2015 to make sure that they reach out either to Mob Strong on 1-800-808-488 or to the Services Australia Indigenous line on 1-800-136-380.
Yes.
Because what we know is that some of our mob haven't updated their contact details with Services Australia, so they've missed out on the call to get their money.
Okay.
And we know that some of our mob, when the call came, weren't sure who it was from, and so they didn't take it, which is right to check.
Yeah.
But if they think they should have this money, they can give us a call, and we can talk to them about what it's about and give them some advice so they know what to do.
All right, so just paint the picture regarding the services, ACBF, UPLA. Richard, people were paying money into a fund in regard to their funeral time. That's what it's all about. And the company being broke, and a lot of people lost their monies. Is that correct?
Yeah. So they were paying sometimes for many, many years, not just for themselves, but for the brothers, the sisters, the kids, the grandkids, into this funeral fund.
Yes.
Because they thought it was Aboriginally owned, but they lied and it wasn't.
Yes.
And they thought that their money was a savings, but it wasn't. It was insurance. And then this company did some wrong things, and they've gone, and the money's gone. And the government, we've put some pressure on them, and they've stepped in, and they're supporting these people. But that time's running out, and these people need to ring up these numbers and get that help before that time runs out. Because once it's gone, 30th of June, there's no more option.
Okay. So regarding the monies that were put in by the so-called clients, investing their money, so that money that they invest in, you'd have a tally of how much that is, and that then can be transferred to this fund, this program. Is that right?
Well, they won't get all their money back because they only get about 60% of the money.
50%.
And that's what they've got to ring up and have the conversation about, because it's not going to be all the money. It's going to be part, just over half of it they're going to be able to get back.
Yep.
And that's why they've got to give us a call, either Services Australia on 1-800-126-380 or give Mobstrong a call, 1-800-808-488.
Okay.
And so they can get some of their money back.
Thanks, Bettina. Now, the UPLA support program, when they, that's the entity where they receive the money. It's not a money that they can invest back into a UPLA support program to continue with that service? No,
they're gone. But what they can do, when they ring up and they have a conversation with the Services Australia person, they can say, look, I want some financial counselling, and they can be transferred, or they can be, get a call back from Mobstrong, or they can choose a funeral bond. There's a funeral bond which might be a good alternative for them,
okay.
And they can get some advice on that and say, look, that's what I'd like, so I can worry about my sorry business being handled by that later.
Well, exactly, and that's the reason why they put money into the UPLA support, the company, ACBF, that went broke. Mm. That's why they did that. So they're probably looking at more to do that, but of course they don't want to lose their money. But here's an opportunity, and it does close by the 30 June 2026. So we need to get a run on this, don't we?
Yeah, can't leave it. There won't be a second chance.
Okay, Bettina, thank you for your yarn. All the best to you and your mob, and we'll talk soon, sis.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There is a beautiful yarn there, Bettina Cooper, Mobstrong Financial Counselling and Strategy Lead. UPLA Support Program. So for the company that was running ACBF UPLA, it was an organisation that claimed itself as First Nation, which they weren't, and taking people's money in regarding investment for their funeral down the track and what have you. And the company went broke and a lot of people lost money. Well, there's an opportunity for you to get some funds back by calling that number. Call Service Australia, 1-800-136-380. Or you can call Mobstrong Debt Help, 1-800-808-488. So do what you need to do to support yourself, your mob. There it is. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black and Deadly Number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassadale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap on.
Hey, I go let go again one more time. Hey, one more time. I thought they already feeling the voice now. Hey, double E, B, double E, O. Ideal, yeah. 581 fire body. Hey, you're the super fan, you never love me now. Hey, I don't sabe what they have been making now. Hey, I think you don't know, believe me now. Cause you be thinking everything be like
you could be Google, yeah, but Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases.
I wanted to keep my family strong and safe.
Vaccination is one of the simplest ways to keep myself and my family strong and healthy.
Protect yourself and your family. Drop into the Wuchopper and Health Service free pop-up clinic this Wednesday, Coral K Clinic in Manura. No appointment needed. Just walk in, 9 a.m., 12 noon. Check out Wuchopper's Facebook for more details.
Station sponsor. From December 10, people under the age of 16 will no longer have access to social media accounts. It's part of a new law to help keep young mobs safe online. Head to esafety.gov.au to learn more. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Baba Waya. Baba Waya, Ninumai Giangela, Namunia, Kaime, Inokobirnu, Inokobirnu, Kurusi Kakaida.
Father, we ask you, please send your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you for your holy angels to come and stay with us all through this night. All through this night until the morning light.
Baba Waya, Ninu Mighty Marie. Baba Waya, Ninu Mighty Angela. Namunia, Kaye, Ino Kubiru.
Father, we ask you, please send your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you for your holy angels to come and stay with us all through this night, all through this night, until the morning light.
Selected, respected, connected to the oldest living culture in the world. A living, breathing reflection of a nature wild. Beautiful beyond measure, love every treasure. A mother, a lover like no other, brother. Of love and affection, direction, perfection. Did I forget to mention that complexion? Yes, led by the spirit, time to heal it. Don't conceal it, open up your heart and let it steal it.
She's a Dreamtime princess. I'm just a witness to her greatness. She's a Dreamtime princess. She's a Dreamtime princess.
Making a sound, stomping the ground, filling up my spirit, feeling proud. Appreciating, not hating, anticipating, I'm just saying. She be slaying as she walks with integrity, proud of her identity. That's just a reality, yes, a mentality. Never slipping or flipping or tripping. Always ripping and gripping and sticking to the plan of this land above me long. It's time to stand strong. Come on!
She's a Dreamtime princess. She's a Dreamtime princess.
Yeah, beautiful track there. That's Mitch Tambo, A Dreamtime Princess. Big shout out, Mitch. Hope you're well, my brother. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country, BBM Bummer Bib Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and Yarn Up Strong, your mob. Okay, looking at news headlines, the Sydney Morning Herald, a story here by Michael Koziol. Largest exhibit of Indigenous art ever shown overseas, open in the US. The largest exhibition of Indigenous Australian art ever shown overseas is beginning to draw crowds in the US Capitol weeks after the grand opening was cancelled due to the government shutdown. Many of the works now on display at the National Gallery of Art, NGA, in Washington and DC, and had never previously left Australia. The stars we do not see, drawn from the extensive National Gallery of Victoria NGV collection, comprises nearly 200 pieces of more than 130 artists. And the exhibited showcase art from every corner of the continent, from Arnhem Land to Tiwi Islands, north of Darwin, South Australia, in Dolgokana and the remote Pamu community, 600 kilometres from Port Hedland. On a grey Thursday morning, retired art history teacher, that's Judith Gregory, caught the train from Wilmington, Delaware, to learn more about an artistic style, and from that she, like most Americans, is largely unfamiliar with. When I read about this, I just wanted to see it, she said. It has just has a whole other element to it that I'm sure I don't understand, but it seems to be very spiritual and very organic. I just think visually it's incredibly exciting. NGA director Kaywin Fieldman said the two galleries worked on the project for 6 years. Interrupted by COVID-19, she and her team travelled to Australia, visiting Alice Springs, Uluru, Darwin and the Garma Festival. Many of the large works on display are collaborations, including a 3x5 metre painting of the Salt Lake Najara Kujara, that's Lake Dura in Western Australia, by 12 Pumun women spanning their three generations. This painting also catches me because I'm remembering being in this small plane flying to Alice Springs from the Uluru and going over salt pans. Fieldman said it's very visceral picture for me. The Stars We Do Not See is named in honour of the late Gulamu Yungupingu, also known as the Star Lady. Also, stringy bark paintings and part of the exhibit. It is curated by Miles Russell Cook, a former senator curator at the NGV, now the artistic director and chief executive of the Australian Centre for Contemporary Art. Never before has a volume of works of this size and national significance toured international, NGV director Tony Elwood said. Among the historical significant works on display inside a glass is the 1875 notebook of the Roderick Kilbourne, a book of pen and ink sketches by 19th century Quiet artist Tommy McRae. So look, beautiful work. They're happening in the US and a national gallery. So look, fantastic. And first time overseas. So there it is. Ancestors are speaking from the other side. Our stories have been told for 60,000 years and continue to be told. There it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Maybe you want to talk about, maybe you want to talk about what's happening with your mob or with your organisation. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
For turtle, you stop, yeah. I gonna keep banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and they suit them too. Them too cold and belly up, eh. You sub it something, you sub it dump a matter bully, fly, 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 fly. Chiu chiu. Chiu chiu. Chiu chiu. Chiu chiu. Monkey and the turtle. I them two pine one banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stop me. I gonna keep banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Pussy come and me suti them two. Them two fall down. Belly up, eh. You sub something. Sabe dampa, mata bully fly, fly bully, chiup chiup, o colega, chiup chiup, algade.
Yeah, Monkey and the Turtle with Bala Drews Namok with us in spirit. Bala Drews, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yana Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yana is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Now, Australian Heart Charities unite to tackle the silent disease behind thousands of deaths each year. We're talking about how simple screening could save lives. This Cholesterol Awareness Week, 24-30 November. High cholesterol is a condition that affects approximately 2.1 million Australians. It's often known as the silent disease, as many people do not experience any symptoms. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Krish Chikavirappa, Fiona Stanley Hospital, endocrinologist, and have Dr. Krish on the line. Dr. Krish, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, Trevor. How are you doing?
I'm well. Where are you based?
I'm based in Perth, Trevor.
In Perth. Okay, lovely. Thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking about high cholesterol is a condition that affects approximately $2.1 million people, that is, not dollars. We'd love for that money to come to the table to help us. But look, it's a silent disease, and a lot of work needs to be done in this space, Dr. Krish.
Yes, it is, Trevor. Even though you mentioned about the dollars, it will affect the people even more than that, actually. Mm. So this Cholesterol Awareness Week is such an important event, and I'm happy to be a part of it and supporting that through your program.
And like I said, it's a condition that affects approximately 2.1 million Australians. It's often known as silent disease. As many people do not experience any symptoms. Can you explain that, what that means?
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. High cholesterol in patients doesn't cause often any symptoms. Mm. It's as you mentioned, it's a very silent disease.
Yes.
So it basically causes what we call in medical terms, ASCVD, atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, which simply means that there is a deposition of a fat in the blood vessels, causing less blood supply, hence damage to the organs such as heart, brain, causing heart attack or stroke, etc.
Yes.
So, and that causes a lot of significant morbidity and mortality. That means damage to these organs. And the importance of ASCVD, atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, is that 80% of cardiovascular deaths are associated with this condition. And in Australia, in the year 2022 alone, quarter of all deaths are due to ASCVD.
Is that right?
If I put it in other terms,
yes.
In 2023 alone, Australians have lost an estimated of 666,000 years of healthy life due to cardiovascular disease.
Mm.
So this is such an important subject for audience to know and able to be aware of this condition so that they can take appropriate steps to better their health, Trevor.
Yes. Is this hereditary, Doctor?
It could be hereditary, Trevor, but most of the times it is due to lifestyle risk factors,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it can be a hereditary, and which is a very important step to identify
yes.
in patients who normally have, if it is a hereditary, Trevor, normally these patients would have there is a family history of what we call as a premature cardiovascular disease.
Mm.
What it really means is that if a person has a male relative with cardiovascular disease, that is either if they had a heart attack or a stroke in a male-related person less than 55 years of age, or if it's a female less than 60 years of age, then they're more likely that they would have had genetic cause for high cholesterol. So it's quite important for those patients with a history, family history of
yes.
this issue to go to their GP, get their blood checked, and get it all sorted. One of the important factors is if we come to know that the person has a genetic cause of this high cholesterol, then it is really easy to treat early on,
okay.
because the evidence shows that the earlier we start the treatment, better the prognosis is. So it is quite important to educate those people who have a possibility of a genetic disease to go to their GP, get it tested,
check up,
start the treatment early.
Doctor, it doesn't discriminate regarding age, men or women, or old or young?
Yes, it can affect anyone.
Anybody, that's right. Yeah.
So basically, as we get older, our cholesterol tends to rise.
Mm.
And it can affect male or female. There are a lot of risk factors for this condition. Generally, unhealthy diet can be an issue. Lack of physical activity can be an issue. Smoking is a very important factor because
mm-hmm.
smoking lowers the good cholesterol. And someone who smokes have got high level of bad cholesterol, and
yeah.
therefore there is a high risk for ASCVD. And the overweight and obesity is a big issue in Australia. Those patients who have a higher weight, they have a higher cholesterol levels as well, which is a kind of a bad cholesterol.
Mm.
So it's quite important to understand these risk factors. And as you mentioned, it can affect male and female equally.
Yep.
And, it can affect various populations.
And we're talking cholesterol, which is virtually fat around the heart.
Fat inside the blood vessels.
Inside the blood, blood vessels, yes.
Yeah, so it can affect any part of blood vessel. And, if it affects the blood vessels supplying blood to the heart, it's called, if it becomes too much of a accumulation of fat in that vessel, you have decreased blood supply going to the heart. Therefore, you are at a high risk of developing a heart attack. Similar thing if it happens to blood vessels which supplies blood to the brain. Similarly, you can have a blockage in the blood supply. Therefore, there is a decreased supply of oxygenated blood to these organs, and they can have a serious damage.
So we're talking about prevention here. We, the individual, are doing our bit regarding good diets and exercise. And, of course, cut down on the smoking and the drinking, you could say.
Absolutely. You're spot on, Trevor.
Mm.
Most important thing is awareness and then lifestyle changes. And another important thing which we have not talked about is you know, checking the cholesterol. Checking the cholesterol level of a person will actually determine the risk very early on. As I mentioned before, the earlier we know about the high cholesterol issue, the sooner we treat these patients, the risk can be reduced significantly. So healthy diet, regular exercise, quit smoking, and limit alcohol, and go and check your blood cholesterol through your GP. So those are some of the things which I say we can able to take some steps to reduce the risk and also be aware of your cholesterol levels.
Intake, So here we are, 24-30 November, Cholesterol Awareness Week, and the fact that we're talking about it here on a national program, the word is out there and we're talking about it, so which is great. So take on board to what we're talking about and do your checkup and look after you. But thank you very much, Dr. Keish.
Thank you very much, Trevor. Pleased to have you here, and thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to spread the awareness.
Lovely. Thank you very much. You have a great day. All the best, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
You too, my friend.
Bye-bye. Beautiful young there, Dr. Trish Chikavirupa is his name, Fiona Stanley Hospital, endocrinologist, and we're talking about the Australian Heart Charities Unite to tackle the silent disease behind thousands of deaths each year. So, look, high cholesterol is the enemy, you could say, and Cholesterol Awareness Week is happening right now, 24-30 November. So when you go do your checkups, check for cholesterol, slow down in the fatty foods, keep exercise strong, and slow down in the drinking and smoking. So there it is. It's about longevity. Live your life and look, do it for your children, if not your children, grandchildren. That's what it's all about. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A proud black man, do you still wonder why do they still call your name? Is it because you stole their thunder, or because you eat their pain? 'Cause you're a proud black man, you hold your head up high, you walk on your land, and there's a reason why. Proud black man, do you still think of better times ahead for us all? Another way for you to help your people, another way to help them to stand tall. 'Cause you're a proud black man, we all understand. You're fighting for your culture, your family and your land.
Daily track there, that's Proud Black Man with Ron Callaghan here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to a time where Trendy Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you for your company, your mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. 24/7, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. With that, your mob, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon. We are coming up to the festive season, you mob, so let's be careful out there. Love and respect our mob, and let's think before we act, and that's what it's all about, keeping it strong, you mob. Merry Christmas and Kuri New Year. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Cause you're not